Eric Strother. Sleep Well, Live Well, Chapter 1. The Importance of Sleep. Sleep was long considered merely a block of time when the brain and body shut off. But we now know that brain and body functions remain active throughout sleep as we cycle through distinct stages. Each stage of sleep is linked to specific types of brain waves. We need all stages of sleep to stay healthy and perform at our best. How well rested we are and how well we function the next day depend on our total sleep time and how much of the various stages of sleep we get each night. Why do we sleep? It should be pretty obvious, right? Well, it hasn't been so clear to some pretty smart people who've tried to figure it out. Listed here are some ideas that have been suggested over the years. For example, sleep is when the brain completely shuts down. Or, sleep is a response to boredom. Or, sleep occurs as the result of stomach vapors that cool the heart and block the brain's pores. These and many other notions about why we sleep were proved wrong as researchers probed into the mysteries of sleep. Though many years of research have enlightened us to the important aspects of sleep and why it's important, there is still much we don't know. Here's a sampling of what we currently believe about why we sleep and about why sleep is so important. First, sleep restores our mental energy. As we sleep, we tend to store and reorganize information we've accumulated throughout the day. The brain doesn't shut down after all. This regular mental housekeeping during sleep appears to enhance learning and creativity. Next, sleep is an important time when the body heals muscle tissue and restores itself. Our metabolic activity is at its lowest during deep sleep, providing an opportunity for the body to rebuild and heal. This is crucial during both the growth years of childhood and during adult life. Next, during sleep, our brain waves slow down considerably compared to our waking state. This slowing of brain waves creates a combination of light and deep sleep that cycles repeatedly throughout the night. Our degree of refreshment the next day depends on how these cycles play out while we sleep. The toll of too little sleep. The most obvious negative consequence of sleep deprivation is daytime sleepiness. We all go through occasional periods where we get less sleep than we need. When we catch up on our sleep and return to getting the needed amount of rest each night, the sleepiness and fatigue disappear. But chronic sleep deprivation causes more than fatigue. It can lead to a variety of serious physical, mental, and social problems and even increase the risk of death. For example, emotional effects. If you've gone without sleep for any length of time, you know that you've become irritable, impatient, or even aggressive when you're tired. Insufficient sleep is linked to poor behavior and trouble with relationships, especially among children and teens. Even a small degree of sleep deprivation can contribute to depression or anxiety. People who are chronically sleep-deprived are more likely to become depressed. Mental functioning effects. We need sleep to think clearly, react quickly, and create memories. Anyone who has pulled an all-nighter studying for an exam or keeping a vigil at the hospital knows the muddled sensation of a tired mind. One of the immediate consequences of sleep deprivation is poor concentration and lack of sound judgment. Cutting back by even 1 hour can make it tough to focus the next day and can slow response time. Studies find that lack of sleep leads to faulty decision-making, more risk-taking, and slower reaction time. This can result in lower performance at school or on the job and increased risk for a car accident. Physical effects. Sleep is critical for good health. Not getting enough quality sleep on a regular basis increases the risk of developing high blood pressure and other cardiovascular problems, diabetes, depression, and obesity. Evidence is growing that sleep is a powerful regulator of appetite, energy use, and weight control. Studies find that the less people sleep, the more likely they are to be overweight or obese, to develop diabetes, and to prefer eating foods that are high in calories and carbohydrates.